Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Praise God, everybody. This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man. We're live here on a Tuesday edition of the show. And we got planned. We're going to do some Bible reading, as we always do, with some exhortation on about faith again. And we're going to talk about a little bit of football, some baseball updates, a little bit of Red Wing action, and then a little bit about an event, a great event that's tomorrow night at Millie Community Stadium for a few in this good old music. So, first, before I do any of that, we're going to pray. Because last night, I waited a while to do that because we kind of dilly-dallied a bit with some stuff. So that we don't do that tonight, we're going to get right into prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you for this great video show that we've been blessed with. I thank you, Lord God, right now that you're blessing me. You're showing me what to say over the air tonight. You're just empowering me, enabling me, my voice. I thank you, Lord God, that we have great increases in listenership. Your praise and honor for that. And I thank you, Lord God, that the money for this equipment is going to keep coming in. We have $350. We're going to raise so far, and we're going to get all 600 of it in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you just be with us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, here's where we're at. We are, as usual, at the McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road in Midland. We are across the road from the Kmart. We're north of an Admiral gas station and south of the Disability Network for MidMichigan office. We are towards the back of a restaurant, kind of back towards the restrooms. So maybe you came off the highway, maybe, and they're trying to figure out how to get through town, maybe, and you need the bathroom. You come in here. You need to find the bathroom. You come in here. You come past us, and then you, oh, yeah, there's the bathroom. And you can say hi to us. And so if you want to talk to us in person, that's where you can come talk to us. If you want to talk to us over the phone, you want us to play with you, if you want us to talk about sports with you, if you want to talk to us about marching band, if you want to talk to us about why these trees should be greener than these other trees, then we can talk about it. The one thing we don't really do on this program is talk about politics. There's other great radio shows to listen to for that. So, there's a number you can call us at, and here's that number. That number is 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. You press 1, you'll go through the screener, and you'll get into the show. We'll talk. It's going to be great if you want to talk to us. Also, it is a smart thing, a smart idea to listen to this program on your smartphone. Here's how you can listen to this program on your smartphone. You have two options. One of those options is you can go to blogtalkradio.com. You can search Upfront Entertainment. and then go to The Preacher and The Miracle Man. And that's us on The Preacher. And former Pastor Sam I'm The Miracle Man. And Pastor Sam Cottle is The Preacher Man. Preacher Man is out getting some clothes on after work. So Preacher Man will be back here in a minute. But the other way you can listen to this program using your smartphone, as it is a smart thing to do, is to search us on Google, Preacher and Miracle Man. We should be the first result. You click on it. You should see us. And what we have on Blog Talk Radio is we have all 27 of the episodes we've done. Every one of them are up there. They're archived so that you can listen to them. We got some great stuff up there. You know, some unperfected stuff. We got a song where we ain't being funny and talking about biscuits and gravy. We have a story about a Chattanooga angel on there from The Preacher Man. We have all my sports predictions that I've made over the past couple months up there. We have a lot of great things up there. And here's what you can do. You can watch them on, you can listen to them on your way to work. You can listen to them when you're at work if your boss lets you. You can listen to them when you're at home. Or you can listen to them while you're going to sleep. Especially those parts when I'm talking about faith. Because what better way to get the word of God in you and get some faith built in you than when you're going to sleep? Because when you're going to sleep and the word is on and you're listening to the word, that word is getting in there. And so speaking of the word, now that I've made these announcements, now we are going to read some Bible together. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11 and read the full chapter. Then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 25. Okay, Hebrews 11 and then Genesis 5. And so, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your great word. So, with that in mind, here we go. And I start with verse 1. Now faith is being certain of what we hope for, the evidence of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. As you pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him, he must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. and by faith Noah, when he was warned about things he did not yet see. In holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir with the righteous. That comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed God and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him in the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered himself faithful who had made the promise. He considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he was as good as dead, he became descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and that there was countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them at a distance. This equipment, I still think about this radio equipment for the show, and I can see that money coming by faith in the distance, even though in the natural I have just over half of it, and the rest of it's all going to come in the name of Jesus. And still believing miracles happen. Still believing for miracles in my body, for my eyes to open and see, for this right ear to hear. It's great. Jesus is such a great miracle worker. They did not receive this thing from, they only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who has received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be welcomed." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Noah, not done. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons.
Hi.
And worshipped as he was a special guest.
Oh, she was just saying hi.
Oh. He worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about his exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born. And they hid him because they saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated. Moses chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. And by faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho, they fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. They had a lot of fun, and they had the marching band and all that. I wish. Remember I said that before?
Yeah.
Because I had said, they had to be quiet. He couldn't yell at them. Didn't say, he won't be marched with them for, they were quiet. And the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, she was not killed with those people who were disobedient to God. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Through faith, they conquered kingdoms and they administered justice and they gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, who quenched the fury of the flames, and who escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle, and who routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead. They were raised to life again. Others were tortured and were refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and in goatskins. And they were destitute, persecuted, and they were mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. The they were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us will they be made perfect. So great about all this stuff about faith. Wait a second. What you got?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, you have some of America's favorite fries. Which I shall eat a couple of.
Let's talk about faith and French fries.
By faith, Monopoly is coming back so that we can enjoy winning free medium fries as we peel our Monopoly tickets off of the large fries. I think the Monopoly game will come soon because I am ready to start winning and peeling off tickets. Maybe live on the air, maybe not. I think not, but you know. But when Monopoly comes, you can be assured that you will hear some ads from me if it comes, because I love playing the McDonald's Monopoly game a lot. It's one of the biggest excitements of mine. Kind of a kid at heart, love playing that game. They say that the biggest users of McDonald's Monopoly, they say like ages 18 to 29.
Right.
And I would agree with that. Myself included.
Myself included.
Yeah, but you're not in that age bracket.
I know it.
But you yourself still loves it.
I can kind of messed up your statistic.
You love it and a lot, and you, because you're compared to 30, you're like over halfway to 25. Compared to 30.
But I played the real Monopoly game, and I was a crusher.
That's pretty legit.
I was a crusher. I would crush you. Anyways.
Regardless of what.
Keep going.
That didn't matter while you were over 30, under 30. Didn't matter.
And that had nothing to do with Hebrews chapter 11.
Of course not. So, Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. One key thing, there's a big key thing that I want you to get out of this. And this idea is that this, you got to have faith in God.
Yeah.
You have to have faith in God.
Yeah.
Faith is basically trust in the Lord. Trust that he will do what he said in his word. Jesus says many times throughout the Bible that he would heal. Many times. There's healing verses all throughout that Bible. Well, all throughout it. In Zephaniah, in John, in 2 Peter, and many other places throughout your Bible. There's verses even as early as Exodus where God says that he'll bless your food, he'll bless your water. There's something to say, take sickness and disease away from you. A little word on that. Folks, he'll even bless your medicine, folks. Your medicine. And I have a word about this one. Dr. Buckley says it, so I shall repeat it. You know, it's really dangerous. When you, as Christians, you'll pray over your food when you eat it, that your French fry at McDonald's or your broccoli or your Brussels sprouts or your ice cream or whatever else you get, whether it's really the greatest thing for you to eat or not, it doesn't necessarily have these side effects where my actual name is Rich, but I think it's Ralph, or you think your name is Mike, but you think it's just pastors made fun of it before, but those will be those side effects. These medications will have all these side effects. And so, if you're going to pray over your food, you should at least pray for as fierce, your medicine as fierce as you do the food. Maybe, I'd say possibly more so. Because that medicine has, many of those medicines have side effects in them that the food doesn't have. And we're not talking about you'll gain a few pounds over time if you keep eating them. We're talking about side effects like memory loss and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And these other ones can be, you know, that's why you gotta believe in God that only the good comes out of your medicine. I take some meds myself, and I believe that all the time. You know, that I only get the good out of them.
That's right.
And not just, sorry to meddle in the people and into all your person, all your business. I was just saying about that verse in Exodus talks about healing. But when he talks about the blessing of food thing, I just really felt the need to exhort. Because, like I said, when we do this portion on the word, there's reading. There's also going to be exhortation based on what I read, as well as a ton of some other verses in the Bible that are related. You know, and so to have faith, basically, is to have trust in God. And the Bible talks about how hope deferred makes the heart sick. So you can't start doubting. You got to stay hopeful. You know, have this hope that God will do it. But it's got to be beyond just hope. Hope's important. It's a great positive thing. And some people these days are so busy and they're struggling with so many areas, they just don't have hope.
Yeah.
They gotta, you know, if you're gonna get these miracles, you gotta get some hope going too. You gotta have hope. Because I was thinking about that this morning. I was thinking, you gotta have hope too. And
Proverbs says, hope deferred makes the heart sick.
That's Proverbs for you. And it's just, so we can't have hope deferred. We got to have faith, we got to have patience, we got to have hope. And faith and patience are power twins. I'd encourage you to go to marktbarclay.com. Pastor preached a sermon recently on faith and patience, the power twins. I'd encourage you to go to marktbarclay.com to click on that store link. Whatever it is, and I'd encourage you to buy that message, get that recording, whether it be on a jump drive or a DVD or your CD, and listen to it, because it's really great stuff. You gotta have faith and you gotta have patience. I have patience in God when I'm believing for my healing to be made manifest in my eyes, along with some of these other areas. And, you know, it's been 28 years, and I still haven't given up on God. Have I ever had times that I wanted to quit? maybe, but not to the same degree as some other people have had.
Right.
Like in my mind, everyone, if I ever have this little, I feel like quitting. No, not dying, but just, you know, every once in a while, maybe I just have this little, and they're like, no, you're not. And I've never really thought about quitting, like deeply thought of quitting on God. I'm still going to be right there with him. I want to be obedient to him. And God, and that's the kind of stuff that God blesses is obedience. When you have faith, you also got to be the obedience and do what God says. Because you're believing for whatever you're believing for. Good job. Whether it be a good job, whether it be a raise at your job, whether it be for healing, whether it be for, you know, a husband, a wife. Whether it be to have children. That's some powerful stuff. Now to go to now with that or exhortation, I will now go to Genesis chapter 25.
Episode 28.
Episode number 28. And this is gonna be about Abraham's death and about what happened to the family. Abraham took another wife whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Sashbak, and Shua. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Bedan. The descendants of Bedan were the Ashurites, the Larushites, and the Lemishites. The sons of Midian were Ephor, Hanak, Abada, Abed, and Eldea. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham left everything he owned from Isaac. But while he was still living, he gave gifts to the sons of his concubines and sent them away from his son Isaac to the land of the east. Altogether, Abraham lived 175 years, and then Abraham breathed his last, and he died at a good old age. Now, you talk about a good age. 175 is a totally good old age. An old man and full of years. And he was gathered by his people, his sons Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre, in the field of Ephraim, son of Zohar the Hittite, the field Abraham had bought from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried with his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, who then lived near Beer Lehi, Roy. And then it talks about Ishmael's sons. This is the account of Abraham's son, Ishmael, whom Sarah's maidservant, Hagar the Egyptian, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, listed in the order of their birth. Nabal, the firstborn of Ishmael, Kedar, Abdael, Mephsam, Meshua, Dema, Masa, Hadad, Tema, and Jetor, Nephesh, and Kedema, the sons of Ishmael, and these are the names of the 12. These are the names of the 12 tribal rulers according to their settlements and camps. Altogether, Ishmael lived 137 years. He breathed his last, and he died. And he was gathered by his people, the descendants settled in the area from Hipshah to Shur, near the border of Egypt, as you go toward Asher, and they live in hostility toward all their brothers. Now we get into Jacob and Esau. This is the account of Abraham's son Isaac. Abraham being the father of Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean from Paddan Aram, and sister of Laban, the and Arkanian. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was barren. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. The babies jostled each other within her, and she said, "Why is this happening to me?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb. The two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other. And the older will serve the younger." And when the time came for her to give birth, there were two boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. They named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So she named him Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. The boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man for the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man, staying among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, he loved Esau. Rebekah loved Jacob. Once he Once Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country. And he was famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." That is why he was also called Edom. Jacob replied, "First tell me your birthday." "Look, I am about to die," Esau said. "What good is the birthright to me?" But Jacob said, "Swear to me first. Swear to me first." So he swore an oath to him, telling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then he got up and left. And Esau despised his birthright. What the stuff? That's me. So, yeah. Part of why, you know, Jacob became this great man. He had those 12 sons. We're going to read about that. We're going to start reading about next show. And it gets this great big family. Esau family, but Esau doesn't turn out quite as well. Esau, in fact, threatens to kill Jacob. Yep, he threatens to kill Jacob, so Rebecca sends Jacob away and basically tells him, "You know, go to Padan Aram and stay with these certain people." And so he obeyed. And over the years, he has a couple wives. He has 12 great sons and a daughter. And God blesses him greatly. Amen. So now, you know, here's what we got. We have a special event going on tomorrow night at Midland High School Stadium. This happens one Wednesday night per year. Tomorrow, October 11th, from about 6 o'clock till about, 9:30, we're going to have some marching bands playing over at Midland High School Stadium, Midland Community Stadium. It starts with the smallest and it goes up to the biggest. It is called Band Showcase, Marching Showcase. They show off their halftime stuff, their halftime skills and all that, and all their great music. It's not a competition, though. It's absolutely not a competition. It's just a great night for music lovers of different genres to come out and listen to some great music and to support the students, as music's a great part of the education process. You know, in elementary school, generally you'll learn how to sing in all three music classes. You'll get out of it. Part of it depends on how much attention you play, and then if you're good enough, starting in fifth grade, you know, you'll start playing. And then later on, middle school and high school. So you got these great kids who are marching you're going to have, I don't know how many hundred. I would say overall a little over 1,000 teenagers when it's all added up. So it's going to be great. I can't wait for it. I believe it's $3 per person to get in there. And then for your senior citizen, it's free. So it's going to be a great night. It's going to rain, but it's going to be early in the day. So the rain should be let up. And I think it's going to be a great night of great music. But before we get into sports, when you're you're on your way home, you're looking for, maybe you're looking for a sweet pick-me-up, you can come to McDonald's and you can try the world's greatest soft drink, Coca-Cola. You can have it in regular or diet form, available for the low price of $1. $1 for any size you want. Of course, Future Man's going to come in here and he's going to say, Dr. Pepper! Because Dr. Pepper is his favorite. Where he doesn't care for Coke that much, whereas me, I love Coke. I like Dr. Pepper. I think it's decent. But I think my Coke is so much better than his Dr. Pepper. I think my Coke, and if you add some vanilla to it, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, come on, the Ravada. Oh, your vanilla Coke is heaven. I think the two best beverages, vanilla Coke, which hopefully by faith, McDonald's will all have Coke freestyles soon, because I'd love to see the day where every McDonald's has a Coke freestyle. All of them. And it'll be so great. Vanilla Coke anytime I want it. But until then, I have to go somewhere else to get a vanilla Coke. But you can come here and you can try a great Coke, any size, for $1. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. But I'm going to backtrack for a second because I feel like the Lord wants me to do this. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord, you can do that. You can ask Jesus to come into your life and he can be your Lord and Savior. And then you can make heaven. If you accept, when you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, your life will be changed. I did it when I was little. It's not hard to do. I talk about all these great miracles and stuff and all that, but you know what the greatest miracle of all is? Salvation. Being saved is the greatest miracle of all. I thank God for my salvation all the time. I thank God that he would save a person like me. Now I was saved when I was little, but when I was 11 or so, for about a year and 2 months, I had these absolutely horrible, terrible behavior problems. I kicked a microwave. I hurt my brother badly. He didn't have to go to the emergency room necessarily, but I still hurt him pretty bad. I did some other things that I'm not proud of. I tore down the ceiling on my mom's car. I did some things that I'm really not proud of. You can call it anger. You can say that I just need some help. You know what it was? It was bad behavior. It was it was me being bad. I still don't know why I was doing these really bad things, but I was. And God healed me from these destructive behaviors, you know, and now I don't do that anymore. But took a lot of work and help. In fact, I was having to be sent home from school a lot of times for a while. They couldn't keep me there because I was being so bad. Just times I didn't want to. Sometimes I would do my work, and then other times I would just be really angry and mad. But God healed me from that. And I thank God all the time that he would help me through it, which he did. And I didn't lose my salvation over it. Now, my pastor did a bunch of crazy stuff when he was younger, but he wasn't even saved yet. And God saved him. And when he did, the old man is still in him. Just like the old man is still in me. Oh, yeah. If I really wanted to, if I really wanted to let the flesh control, I could go back. If I really wanted to, I could go back to the things that were hurting me. I could go back. I could go take that ceiling out of my mom's car if I want. I could. But you know what? I'm not going to. I'm not going to because I got delivered from all that stuff. That was hindering me. You know what I would call those things that were hindering me? Evil spirits. Evil spirits. And I got delivered from them. And I thank God all the time that he was able to deliver me from all that stuff. And when you ask Jesus into your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step. And then after you get saved, when there's other things, whether it be behavior, whether it be alcoholism, whatever it be, you can ask God for deliverance from those things. And
he's faithful to the promise.
He's faithful to the promise, whether it be your healing, whether it be deliverance, whether it be increase in finances, he's there. It's about faith. That's why we call this the preacher and the miracle man, and that's why we focus a lot on faith. Because the Bible is very true. I mean, the Bible is very, it's so great. I love it. So now, dun da dun da dun da dun, bum 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 bum. We have Monday Night Football. You have Vikings at Bears. 20-17 is your final score. For the first half, it was mostly defensive, and then they got it going a bit more in the second half as the Vikings are able to beat the Bears and be the same record as the Lions now at 3-2. Also the same one. So one game behind Green Bay. So Chicago Bears are pretty much messed up. They started a rookie yesterday who at times showed great poise, but other times, you know, he was having some control issues with the football. He couldn't complete a pass at times. He'll get sacked a lot easy. But hey, Chicago's defense was sacking Minnesota's quarterback a bit. So for a while, it was quite the defensive battle. And then next for NFL will be Thursday night, as I'll tell you on Thursday night what it's going to be, because I forget. Now let's do some baseball. Dun, 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 dun. And here's what we – you have Astros took their – knocked out the Red Sox last night by a score of 5-4, and they win the series 3-1. Verlander actually got the win. He came out of the bullpen in relief. And he gave a home run, but after that he settled down. And he did nice job. So he was with two of the four wins. Verlander hasn't had a loss since he's been in Detroit. No losses at all for Verlander.
Wow.
So he's really doing good job. He's really doing good. I love him. I'll continue to follow him. Just love that guy. Love him, love him, love him, love him. As a pitcher, he's so great. The precision that he has, the will to win that he has is so great. And then you have the Windians. Yes, I called them the Windians. They lost to the Yankees yesterday, 8-5. In New York. It goes back to Cleveland for a game 5, which I do see the Indians winning. So you will have Astros, Indians starting up probably on Friday in Cleveland. It would be as the Indians have the best record in the American League. Now let's go to the NL side. NL side, you have the Cubbies tied with the Nationals, still 2-2. Cubs are doing a pretty good job, I think. I hope the Cubs can take the Nationals out. I really do. Other side, you have Dodgers and Cardinals. You have Dodgers up 2-1, and they can close it out with one today. And so the Dodgers, I do think they'll win. I'm hoping I'll see Dodgers Cubs for 2017 NLCS. What Walmart picks going to be for the World Series? We have to have the NLCS and ALCS both going before I can give that pick. And I got to see how it's doing. Who has that 2-0 lead? Because I want Astros Cubs. Does that mean I'm going to get it? No.
No.
That's just what I want. That's just like my Christmas tree list. That's just my Christmas tree idea. If I could have anything I wanted, you know. But it doesn't necessarily work that way. And even in sports, you know. because in my little Christmas tree world, I was in Detroit. I'm always gonna pick the Southern teams. Or at least I'll want to, you know. That doesn't mean I will, because a lot of times I'll pick who I honestly feel will do it, based partially on who I think is better, among other factors. No. Red Wings hockey. 2-0 Red Wings, looking to go 3-0. Have a chance to do that tonight in Dallas, Texas. Well, they're playing against the Stars. Can they do it? I think the Red Wings will win. I think it'll be 3-2. Close game. So, sorry about that, listeners. Yes, I think the Red Wings will win. 3-2. over Dallas. So, you know. And then they'll go on to their fourth road game before coming back to Little Caesars Arena this weekend. Pistons. Nice win yesterday at Little Caesars Arena. They will play again in a couple days. You know, they actually start regular season play, the Pistons do, at Little Caesars Arena a week from tomorrow. So that's going to be pretty fun. I'm excited to listen to that game and hear all the great energy going on and all the fire and all the, you know, so that we can see how it's going to turn out as a basketball arena. And so I think it's going to be great. And then another little sports note. I was proud, Pence, Mike Pence, for keeping his word and doing what Trump said. Trump made that statement a couple weeks ago about how he made a statement, and he had said basically, you know, part of what he had said was that if you're at a game and players on either team are kneeling during the national anthem, just get up and leave.
Yeah.
And so I would have, all of the kneeling would have stopped. For the most part, it did, except for one team, the 49ers. They had like 12 other guys. And I was proud of what Mike Pence did. But some other people are giving him total flack for it. They know. The reason he was at this game is because he wanted to see He wanted to see Peyton Manning's jersey retired.
Peyton or Eli?
Peyton. Eli's playing for the Giants.
Oh, you're right.
So he's there. So he goes there, but then a couple of Giants, no, a couple of some 49ers basically decide to ruin it and kneel on the field. So basically what Vice President Pence says is, you know what? I'm going to do what Trump would want me to do. I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave.
Really?
And as a big sports fan, I know, might have disappointed him that he might have not gotten to see the jersey get retired unless they did it before the national anthem. But it might have taken a lot of courage from some people to leave, but I was proud of him for actually keeping the word and doing what he said he would, because he's always got Trump's back. He's always very fond of Trump, you know, he does really good things. I'm really proud of him. And in some ways, sometimes I wonder, is there something, I really feel like Pence is just a great man.
So he got up and left.
Yep.
Wow.
I see Pence says, I don't know if I'd use the phrase godly yet, because I don't know how spiritual he is, but he's really good. He seems to me to be pretty clean, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say godly. I'm not, because I don't know enough about him yet to say that.
I can tell you a story about him.
Go ahead.
A year ago, I was asked to do a wedding.
Okay.
Up by West Branch. And it was for a really wealthy steel manufacturer. And this guy had this amazing piece of property. So I performed a wedding ceremony and I stayed for the reception. But I don't know anybody in this place. Okay. So you're always wondering, where am I going to sit, you know? And I walk in this big tent where everybody's sitting. And there's a couple sitting way back over on the side and they got two kids with them. And two extra chairs. And I thought, well, I'll sit in there. So I went and asked him if I could sit with him. I'm like, sure, sit right here. They were amazing Christians. He was a lawyer. And you know who his neighbor was?
Who?
Mike Pence.
Wow.
I said, well, and Trump had just picked him. And I said,
So tell me about this guy. He said, this is a man of his word. When this man gives you his word, he does it. I said, well, is he a Christian? He's like none other you've ever met. He is one serious man of God chasing after God. And if you go the wrong way, he ain't going with you. How's that for an thing? I sat there like, man, that's pretty interesting.
Yep, so that makes me backtrack what I said. Very godly. Very godly. Very proud.
But isn't that an awesome statement?
Very. Yes, very. 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 Yeah, so I really love Mr. Pence. And Mr. Pence, I say thank you for keeping your word.
Yes.
America needs many more people to be in politics that are like you. We need a whole lot more of this. Yep. Even on the Republican side, I think it's kind of time to clean some house and to get more people in there like you, Mr. Pence, who's a great example. So I said we wouldn't talk politics, but we just did. A tiny bit, but that was with a more positive.
Yeah, that wasn't politics. That was righteousness.
That was righteousness, folks. That's part of what this is about. And we love it. So, folks.
Thursday night football?
I'm not sure yet what that game is going to be.
The Eagles and the Panthers.
Folks, for Thursday night football, you will have the Eagles. And you'll have the Panthers. Is it in Carolina?
Yes.
Oh, it's in Carolina. I will let you know that pick when I do my Thursday night football prediction show, which, yeah, it's part of the broader Preacher and Miracle Man show that we also do on Thursday night, folks. You know, we're live on the air every Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night at the same time. Thursday night, it's generally a bit shorter than the other two, but, you know, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night. Thursday night, if you're looking ready to a good, if you get looking forward to a great weekend of football, listen to me beforehand because I'll have my predictions for you. You get two high school football predictions, one for Midland, one for Dow. Except for next week, you only get one because next week will be the Midland-Dow game. And then you get a Michigan prediction, a state prediction, and then you get a Lions prediction, and then you get a Thursday night football prediction. And then on Monday night, you get one for Monday night football. So, folks, until Thursday night, well, I'll see you again. Until Thursday night, remember, God first, God always. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.